agricultural residential district for the expansion, for the extension of employee parking, self-storage, and container storage to be located on a certain parcel of land, Loringham being in Sussex County, containing 5.23 acres more or less. The property is located on the west side of Old Stage Road, which is Sussex County Route 461, at the intersection of Old Stage Road and Trussum Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 462. The 911 address is 32120 Old Stage Road, Laurel, and the tax parcel ID is District 332, Map 2, Parcel 79.01. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, along with the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the plus comments. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Mr. Robertson, before we start this, should I go back and make the correction of leaving the record open?
Let's do that at the end.
Okay. All right. My apologies. I forgot to leave the record open. Yeah. Okay. All right. There's someone here representing this application. Mr. Fuqua. I don't think you're.
Is it on now?
It's on. Right? First time this year.
Yeah. Again, for the record, Jim Fuqua for Waste Management of Delaware. With me is Pete Grime. He's the district manager for Waste Management. There was an exhibit packet that was submitted with some information about this. As was stated, this is an application for a conditional use for a 5.2 acre parcel of land. It's located on the northwest corner of the intersection of Trussum Pond Road and Old Stage Road. The 5.2 acre parcel is actually next to a 12 acre parcel that's also owned by Waste Management, and that is the site of the company's maintenance and repair facility. Basically, what this conditional use is requesting is an extension of existing uses that are on the 12-acre parcel to allow them to expand onto the 5-acre parcel. And those uses are basically employee parking. There'll be two additional self-storage facilities. There's already two located on the 12 acres. There'd be two more located on this. And then also there's storage of trucks and containers. I'm going to have two parts of this presentation. I want to explain the conditional use a little further. Then I'll have discussion of the history, which is relevant to this. And Mr. Collins, you weren't on the commission at the time, but there was a change of zone application that was presented to the commission a few years ago. And so that's relevant to this application. The use that was proposed at the time of that change of zone is identical to the use that we're proposing today. So as I said, the site is located on Trussum Pond Road. This is just southeast of Giant Gymnastic Furniture, so I think you're familiar where that is. Along the road there, there's a number of different businesses and commercial uses. Waste Management purchased the 12-acre parcel back in 2018, and they converted an existing shop on the site to the their maintenance and repair shop. And then also there was these two storage facilities or buildings that were located on the property, and they operate under the name Trussum Pond Self Storage. In 2021, the owner of the 5-acre parcel contacted Waste Management, basically saying they were interested in selling their property. Waste Management bought it. There was an old house on the property. It was demolished. There was a very old large chicken house on the property that was demolished, and there was a security fence that was erected around the perimeter of the 5-acre parcel. And again, as I said, this conditional use is requesting expansion of the existing uses on the 12-acre parcel onto this parcel. Jamie, if you could go to my exhibit there should be a zoning map and a future land use map.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt. Staff are reporting that they can't hear on the broadcast. Could you just pull the microphone a bit closer to your mouth? Perfect.
Is that better?
I think so. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the zoning map should have the, there it is right there. So this is the zoning map of the site. The site itself is here. You can see coming down Tressum Pond Road, the most of the land on the south side is zoned C1 commercial. Basically, all the land on the north side, with the exception of this 5-acre parcel, is zoned C1 commercial. You can see the land directly across the road is zoned AR1. But Jamie, if you go to the future land use map, you can see those two parcels that aren't zoned commercial are actually indicated as industrial on the future land use map. And then Jamie, if you would jump to the next one, this is just a combination, again, of the zoning map and the future land use map. So you can see basically it's commercial and the other lands are designated as industrial. And again, catty corner from the site is also a commercial zone land. So basically that's the nature of the area. Now the history, and again, if there's, I'm gonna try to keep this short, so if there's any questions, just ask me the questions. When Waste Management first contacted me in 2022, we needed to decide whether to ask for a conditional use or to ask for a change of zone. And as you know, a conditional use is normally easier, and lots of times, if you have a specific use in mind, you can ask for a conditional use. Yet on the other hand, a change of zone is more valuable and adds value to the land and things of that nature. So basically, based on the fact that the nature of the zoning in the area, the nature of the uses in the area, and the nature of the future land use map, we thought this was an appropriate situation to request a change of zone. So we applied for a C3 zone. We would have applied for C1 zone, but as you know, C1 zone is a closed zone. You can't get that zone anymore. So C3 was the closest thing to a C1, and it seemed appropriate. That application was filed, came before the commission on December 14th of 2023. The commission unanimously recommended approval of the C3 zoning, and again, minutes of both the council and the commission's hearings are in the record. County Council held its public hearing in January of 24. Basically, we presented the same information that had been presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. I assumed, based on what I just stated about the nature of the area and the maps, that this was a very appropriate place for C3 zoning, as the commission had also agreed and recommended, and I was wrong. I truly thought there was a good chance it would be approved by the council at that hearing. It was not approved at that hearing. It was deferred for several months, and when it was finally on the council agenda, it was denied. Can't say I agree with the decision, but that was the decision. So that was back to the drawing board. In the council's denial, they just basically, it was stated that they felt that the C3 was too great a zone. There was too many uses permitted in that. And they actually said that C2 or B2 would be appropriate. But as I said, back to the drawing board, we just decided that we know exactly what use we want. It's the expansion of the parking, the expansion of the self-storage, and the expansion of the storage area for the trucks and for the containers. So we went ahead and filed for a conditional use instead of a rezoning. From the prior record that was already submitted, the PLUS review had indicated that the rezoning was consistent with the 2020 State Strategies Plan, and that it was appropriate use in a level 3 since it was an expansion of an existing business. Del Dot indicated that even the C3 zoning did not result in any traffic impact, or at least an impact they consider to be diminutive. And then, as I already said, the planning and zoning has already determined that they thought this was appropriate for C3 zoning. So based on that, we are proposing the conditional use that I stated. I do have proposed findings and conditions consideration. And as I said, we're here asking for the same thing that we asked for then, but as a conditional use rather than a change of zone. And that is everything I have to present other than questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Fuquay. See if anyone has any questions on the commission, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
No questions. No questions for me. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions?
None for me. I appreciate Mr. Fuqua's reiteration of the prior history of it. I know in the record there's the minutes from the planning and zoning's prior action as well. Mm-hmm. So that might be something to look at.
I don't have any questions either. So if you'd like to take a seat, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2544, Waste Management of Delaware? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition? If you'd like to come up, ma'am, give us your name. You may have the floor. Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is Felicia Sneed Matthews, and I'm here on behalf of the property that sits. The gentleman referred constantly to Trustman's Pond Road, but as you know, what they have there sits on Old Stage Road as well. The property, I've been there, my family has been there since 1966 at 32099 Old Stage Road. And when the first meeting was held for this, my mother was not physically able to come, and we had just lost my dad. So we sit now and look across the road, and all we see are green containers, a bunch of noise at night, big lights, and I personally have called twice about waste management. Before they were approved for 2023, I called because there was a lot of noise, there was a buildup of trash, and then I called back again, and the woman told me from the council that it was a commercial property. I said, ma'am, it cannot be. I've been there since I was 3 years old. There was a house and a chicken farm that couldn't have been commercial at that time. I said, Trustman's Pond Road is commercial, but not Old Stage Road. And she come back and told me I was right about it. But then I had to call back in July because they had built up dirty containers full of trash, and the trash smelled horrible. So I had to call again. So this is what we've had to live with since they've been there. So they'll clean up when I call. The day I called, at night, they were out there moving containers and cleaning up trash. So the road, Old Stage Road, has built out with residential developments. So the only thing going on that's a business on Old Stage Road is their containers. Their trucks on that road, it's a single lane road. The road is caving in and deteriorating from the heavy truck traffic, and they actually park in front of my mother's driveway along the fence to bide their time before they go in the yard. It's a hazard, and it's an accident waiting to happen. And I just don't feel it's the place for that type of business. I mean, the trucks are loud. I mean, you hear them banging and clanging with the containers all the times and nights, the big lights that they have out there. And just like the gentleman, when I talked to him and I told him it was my second time calling, he said sometimes you have to remind him. So is this what we have to live with as residents on Old Stage Road?
That shouldn't be your job to remind them to keep things clean.
So that's what I have to say, why I think they shouldn't get any more than what, and they really should move those containers. My mother had to leave her home because my mother's home was old and rats got in my mother's home. We have spent almost $30,000 fixing my mother's home. She's living with me right now because they came in her home because of the waste. We've been there since 1966. We didn't have that problem.
I understand. All right, thank you, ma'am. Would you like to respond to the complaints of the hours of operation? Are they working through the night? After hours? I think maybe that would be, yeah. Just give us your name, please, sir.
Sure. Pete Grimm, I'm the senior district manager covering Delaware. So the hours of operation are from 4 a.m. in the morning. That's the first start time of the trucks launching out. Wrap up on our shop activities at night is about 11 p.m. So we run a commercial, residential, and industrial roll-off trucks out of there. But the maintenance shop, the operation closes up about 7 p.m. Trucks would be back off the road. It's the maintenance shop activities that go to about 11.
Can you address the situation with the trucks actually parking on the roadway, trying to get into your property Is there any other way that you can access or accommodate the trucks coming in versus them sitting on the road? Because that is not a good scenario.
Yeah, definitely agree. We would not want the trucks sitting on a roadway. I could follow up with that one tomorrow personally. My guess is what they were doing is parking, taking a lunch break prior to arriving back to the yard. We just had them do that at the rural farms down the road or the truck stop down the road also. Should be parking on a roadway edge doing that.
Okay, and then can you speak to the cleaning of the units that are sitting out there? Do you have a regular schedule that you're doing that, or you're only addressing it when it's being filed?
We have a regular schedule with it. County landfills close at 5 p.m., so occasionally dumpsters would come back full from construction sites. And our policy is that they had to be removed within 24 hours. So something could sit throughout a day and be removed in the day before a landfill closes again. We try to put those on a 24-hour cycle, so nothing's sitting for more than one day.
One of the requirements that conditions that's being put in place sometimes from planning and zoning is that when a unit is on site, it has to have a cover on it. Okay. So is that something that would help eliminate? It certainly would help eliminate the access for the rats and then anything blowing out, but is that something that you would be able to accommodate as well by putting
if that would help and covers. Accommodate, we certainly could cover this.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions for him? Any comments that were made? Oh, just one moment, ma'am. Yep.
Just one question. What entrance are the trucks using? Because it looks like, there's Waste Management has a property, what would that be, I guess, sort of north of, right next to it. And there's a commercial entrance there, Are they entering off of Old Stage Road or?
They are not. When we had the fence put around the property, we did put entrance gates there, but they're padlocked. So the entrance to in and out of our existing 12-acre property is off of Trestle Pond Road.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that it's you can't tell whether because there's a road that's there. You can't tell. And there's a fence, but you can't tell it's gated.
So there's no reason for the trucks to be sitting on Old Stage at all?
No. We can make that go.
Right. Gotcha.
There's no need to.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. May I have a seat? Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in opposition? Okay.
I too.
Can you give us your name, please?
My name is Gwendolyn Gillespie. I'm speaking on behalf of my mother. She's ill right now and not able to come. I just want to echo, and I don't want to sound redundant, but it is a hazard. The trucks do sit out on the side of the road on 32129 Old Stage Road. They sit there. There is stench that comes up. As you say, about 4 o'clock, you hear the bang, 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 bang. And it's really irritating because it wakes you up. Also, I don't know what chemicals they can use or what they are using when they do. That's my concern. What is in the chemicals that you are using to clean the trucks? Also, my concern is where the building, the business is, standing just like I am standing now, I can look right at all of the containers. And my concern is rats are running, and I'm really concerned about them not coming over into our home. So that's my major concern.
Additional fencing, maybe. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Did you want to address the question on the cleaning of the trucks and what?
Sure. For the cleaning of the vehicles, everything is done in a wash bay, so it's an enclosed facility. It goes into a drain that goes into holding tanks that are pumped out from septic company. So there's not
properly disposed
anything applied to the ground.
Okay.
Is that happening on this site or is that happening on the site next door?
It happens on the 12-acre parcel.
So not this site, the cleaning?
Not the 5-acre parcel, correct.
Right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, I'm sorry, only one.
No, I think we understand it's. We're good. We can't have a whole lot of back and forth. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to speak in opposition? Anybody else have any other questions?
I'm presuming the conditions that exist.
All right. I'm presuming the things that are causing trouble to some residents from this site also are things that are happening on the adjacent site. And even if this were something that were stopped at this particular parcel, it's completely allowed at the other site. And so you're, I don't know that you're able to, I don't know that there's a complete remedy to stop all those concerns.
Well, but there may be, since it's a conditional use, there's the ability to impose conditions that might mitigate some of those.
So would vegetative screening, for example, be something that could dissipate some of the odor and other concerns?
Yeah, I think that's the things to, for the commission to consider, those sorts of things. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mears, do you have anything?
No, thank you.
Anybody from? No? Okay. All right. There being no further comment, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2544, waste management.